T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oops. Now that she thinks of it, now that the summer of love did not go so well, with one teenager bleeding out in CHOP after the thugs that Mayor Jenny Durkan allowed to run it wouldn't let police or EMTs in to help him. Mayor Jenny Durkan says, you know, I thought it was going to be awesome. I thought we didn't need the police. But now I think I'm going to oppose this movement to defund the police. Did you see this, Lee?
No. But, you know, of course, with the reaction to that, who knew? Oh, we did.
Yeah.
We knew exactly how this was going to turn out.
I mean, shocking. Let's see. We completely remove law enforcement or any semblance of lawfulness from an area. We hand over other people's, taxpaying people's property to thugs. And it's going to be peaceful. Everyone's going to let. No, wait, there's dead people on the street.
It never turns out any different. It is always the same. It is the human condition. There is no apparently there's no college education or experience that can prepare you for this. It's common sense. This is what happens when you have no law enforcement. This is what you descend into is chaos. And the deaths are always the result.
Well, Joe Biden wants to bring this to your town. Again, he is pledging to help defund the police. And he's also signed on to the ACLU pledge to let 50% of the inmates out of federal prison.
Come on, man.
Now, and again, that's not state prison. Okay, that's a different thing.
Federal
prison. I covered the federal courts for many years. Yeah. I spent many years of my life sitting in federal court. And the way that federal court works is this. When the local police want to take out drug kingpins, cartel members, those who have the drug dealers beneath them murder people in their community, but they cannot do it because they don't have either the access to the RICO statutes to do it in state court or the manpower to mount a big federal investigation, they turn to the feds and the DOJ. So when the DOJ and the feds, they come into a community, they take out and imprison these prisoners. And I had a hard time getting people to understand this on the text line yesterday. The FBI does not stand on the street corner and put a kid with a dime baggie of pot in prison. That does not happen. I'm here to tell you, I covered federal courts.
Quite honestly, it doesn't happen from local law enforcement.
No, it doesn't either. I mean, and you
not these days.
No, and we have had our attorney general Alan Wilson on to flat out say, I don't prosecute those people. We have a very successful drug diversion program in this state. They catch you with drugs on you, man. You're going away for 20 years. It's not fair. No, that's a Democrat lie. Mm-hmm. They will divert you straight into counseling programs. Yeah. And if you successfully complete those, you'll never see the inside of a jail.
And quite honestly, you get several attempts at that,
yes,
too.
You do. And I mean, you listen to Alan Wilson describe this, and he'll tell you, I'm the state's attorney general. I don't want to send drug addicts to prison. It's that nobody wins. That doesn't happen anymore. That is a myth. So when, you know, yesterday when I was talking about Joe Biden pledging to dump, to release 50% out of the federal prison, that is a horror show. These are the mid-level and up guys. These are the guys who run the drug dealers, who kill the rival drug dealers, and little children like the ones we're seeing in Brooklyn and Chicago on the weekend. Two kids killed in one weekend in Chicago this month. Those are the guys driving the violence. That's who's in federal prison. One of the federal inmates that I covered, it was a guy by the name of Tracy, and He was running a sex trafficking ring with underage girls. And what you could do is you could get your underage girl and your crack rock delivered to you at the same time, right? So he was making a killing on both. And he was having rival drug dealers killed. There was a stack of bodies. They'd wanted him for years. Tracy was never on the corner, Lee. He was never on the corner. He was a genius businessman and a bloody thug. You will never catch his hand on the trigger ever. But the police knew he was running these girls, and they knew he was doing the hits, and they couldn't get him. And so they brought the feds in. It was a big RICO case. So what did they get Tracy on? They got him on crack rock dealership. They caught him with another guy with a rock. What does that say? What does it say? And if you listen to almost the year-long trial here where the girls are coming in, there's no prostitution statute at the federal level, right? So what they really wanted to get him for, Lee, wasn't even the dead rival drug dealers or the shootouts in which passerbys were injured. They wanted to get him on the trafficking of underage girls. Girls as young as 13 were being sold in Charlotte. It was insane. They were being brought in from other cities. And they wanted to get him. And so what did they get him on? They used the crack statutes to put him away. Why? There's no prostitution statute. Well, the way the media has so weaponized the ignorance on this, you'll look at this and go, oh, my God, that poor guy went away for crack. No, he went away for being one of the biggest crack dealers and murderers in the city. And they had endless testimony about the murders that he had ordered from his lieutenants, the girls he trafficked, the girls who he trafficked came in. See, but you don't see that. You only see the charge. Yeah. That's who Biden is talking about letting out of prison. The organizers. It is so frustrating. And I didn't understand this about federal court either. Federal inmates are the worst
of the worst.
Of the worst.
Absolutely.
They are the ones when the feds come into cities and say to the police, because this is what they do, who do you want us to help you with? Who do you want to get? Who do you need a RICO statute or some sort of organized crime statute to take down? And the police say this guy. And that's how they go get him. They don't anymore because the DOJ is profoundly corrupt. But that's who's been there for 20 years in those federal prisons. You will see a crime wave. You think what's the 203% increase in shooting over the last 100 days in New York's a big deal? Wait till you see what happens when they empty out the federal jails. And I mean, I'm so frustrated, Lee, because I feel like Trump has almost no presidential campaign right now. He has almost no surrogates helping him from the Republican Party. The Republicans have fled completely. They are willing to roll over and turn this country over to chaos. And finally, yesterday, Trump came out. He said almost nothing for a month while did you see this? Biden allowed Bernie Sanders to co-author his financial platform.
Well, do you really think Biden's going to be writing that up?
I don't think Biden's writing anything.
I don't either.
You know, but they came out with the Biden-Sanders plan, right? And last week, Sanders said, it's going to be awesome. Biden's going to be the most liberal, progressive president since FDR. But then he came out this week and said Biden wasn't liberal enough. This is what happens when you give them an inch. They take a mile. And now he wants Biden to do a bunch more stuff.
And quite honestly, FDR is the one who's responsible for much of the socialist agenda that we've got going on in this country to begin with. He laid the foundation for it.
Absolutely. For the welfare state,
yes.
For all of it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, when you have an avowed socialist like Bernie Sanders, who thinks Cuba's awesome because they have a reading literacy program, never mind all the people they've killed, including black people they've killed and imprisoned. And he thinks that's just great. And he's writing Joe Biden's platform. Think about that. And Trump has given Biden for a free ride for a month. He has. I'm tearing my hair out watching it. But finally, yesterday, Trump woke up.
Oh, yeah.
And realized he was in the middle of a presidential campaign, had a panic attack, and finally went to the microphone. Unfortunately, we don't have any voices to echo this. In the media. I mean, he has almost no surrogates. He's got a chick from the RNC, Kaylee McEnany, and that's it. I mean, the GOP is not helping him.
No.
I mean, they are not. They are just fine with the socialist revolution.
Isn't it interesting yesterday in many of the elections, though, it is the Trump-backed candidates in the Republican primaries and runoffs that won.
Yeah.
That should make the RNC wake up.
Exactly. I mean, look what he did. He just took out Sessions. Sessions was wildly popular.
Oh, yeah.
Went down in flames because Trump said, this is a bad guy.
Now, instead of a former senator and former attorney general. Well, barely. Now you're going to have a former coach.
Yeah.
College football coach who's going to be hopefully down there a senator.
Texter writes, so if crack smokers could be patient enough to buy cocaine, cook their own crack, they'd be in less trouble. And guys like Tracy wouldn't even be in prison. That is a load. I'm here to tell you, these guys sell all kinds of drugs. If you want cocaine with your underage prostitute, Tracy'd have gotten it for you. He sold meth, cocaine, heroin, and crack. And girls. I literally have a person on the text line defending a guy who sold underage girls. This is what we're up against. This is what we're up against.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So CHOP was going to be the summer of love in Seattle. It was going to be awesome. Everybody was going to love it. Do you remember why Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan decided to disband CHOP? It was the first innocent teenager killed. The second teenager, not so innocent. He'd stolen a car, but still. By the way, he wasn't killed because of the stolen car. He was just driving it at the time. After the second teenager was killed, though, Mayor Jenny Durkan said, enough blood. I can't. No, she didn't care. It's just human life. No, Jenny Durkan decided that she'd had enough of CHOP when the radical leftist showed up on her lawn and surrounded her home. Do you remember this? Then she said, this is too much. Now, she has, up until right this moment, wanted to defund the police, because, of course, they're the bad guys. Not the folks in CHOP who blocked the police and thus the EMTs from getting to the teenager who ultimately bled to death. No, those were the good guys. The cops were the bad guys. Well, now Mayor Jenny Durkan is feeling the ire of business owners, some of whom had their businesses essentially confiscated in the Summer of Love chaos. And guess what she's saying now? Mayor Jenny Durkan, textbook liberal dingbat, is aghast that the Seattle City Council wants to cut the police budget by 50%. Okay, this is interesting. The initial position of the Seattle City Council, before getting a look at what the Summer of Love, which was more like the Summer of Blood, looked like, they were total defund, right? That's 100% defund. It's the police are the problem. There really are no criminals. It's going to be great. They got a look at it and went, all right, we'll just cut it by 50%. We still might need some cops. Well, yesterday, Dingbat Durkan came out and said, no, it's too much. No, we can't cut the police budget by 50%. That will lead to chaos. By her side was the black Seattle police chief, Carmen Best. Here's the headline from Como News. It's out of Seattle. It's a local station. Mayor Jenny Durkan and Police Chief Carmen Best slammed the Seattle City Council for its push to cut police budget by 50%. Yeah. We both recognize that we have an historical opportunity and obligation to reimage how policing can be done in Seattle, Durkan said. We believe deeply in broad community investments, which can help build greater community help. But she adds, blunt cuts won't work, and a 50% cut is irresponsible. Okay, when did Dingbat Durkan come to this conclusion? Same time she came to the conclusion that maybe this isn't a good idea to let armed Antifa loons take over your city. When they showed up at her house. When they showed up at other people's businesses and homes. That was fine. It was good. It was fine. It was all good. And do you remember the auto repair shop where the guy broke in just destroyed the front counter, trashed the business, set it on fire. They were able to put it out, and then attempted to stab the owner in the leg. And the owner was able to detain him, and they called for help. And he was outside, Chop. Police wouldn't come. That was Dingbat Durkin's position. You know, the guy, he owns a business. He probably deserved to be stabbed. Makes total sense. That was Dingbat Durkin's position until they showed up at her house. Now she is over it. So look at how fast the folks actually practicing Summer of Love are running from their own positions. And yet, Biden's still on the record wanting to defund the police. So this idea that you're going to run from this, that you're going to hide from this, no, it will be exported nationally. It's insane. Texter writes, good news from Greer City Council. You had a city council member thank me yesterday. We talked about that. No mask requirements. It went down in flame. Now, they did vote ultimately to request that people wear masks. I think that's fine. I think a resolution like that's just fine. You know, they are hoping people will wear masks, but they're not going to mandate it. That was voted down. So awesome. Good. So, and I'm glad. That's where I've been shopping mostly is in Greer. Some in Simpsonville, where I'm not required to wear a mask. That's my choice. My body, my choice. Keep your laws off my body. Where'd I hear that? 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. Want to chime in on the show. All right. I got this text yesterday. It was at the end of the show. I didn't read it. I want to read it now. Because it's really good. It's just one of those deep thinking things that sticks in your head. I've been thinking about it since yesterday. Here it is. If you're wearing a mask, why would you care if I'm not? Your mask works, right? Well, you look at the disclaimers on these mask box, you'll find they might work, but they might not. They warn you about that. But no matter, if you're wearing a mask, why would you care if I'm not? Your mask works. Right? So for those of you out there who choose not to wear masks, you're making an informed medical decision. That is your right. The left used to tell us that all the time. If your mask works, why do you care if I'm not wearing one? Or do you think your mask doesn't work? And if your mask does not work, why do you want me to wear one? This really got me thinking yesterday. It's so obvious. If your mask does work, then you're fine. In your opinion, I'm taking a risk with my health, and so are the other people I might get it from walking around without masks, and that's on us. But if your mask works, what do you care if I wear one? Why does it bother you if I'm not wearing one? Something to chew on. Kind of deep, I thought. Texter writes, Greenwood City Council voted for a mask ordinance, but the county voted against it. Headed to the county to buy everything, so says Andrew. All right. Coming up on the show, despite JAMA Medical Journal finding the risk of pediatric death statistically from COVID is zero. It is statistically zero, as in much lower than the risk of death from the flu. Greenville County Superintendent has an announcement. Folks, prepare for schools not to open this fall. In fact, be prepared for schools not to open all year.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Parents need to be prepared for the worst, says Greenville County School Superintendent W. Burke Royster. A school year held totally online. Lead in the Greenville News this morning. A school year held totally online. No final decision on a plan has been made. But in-person learning at the school year's start is unlikely, he said. District officials say students may be spending much of the next school year, are they insane, in e-learning or virtual learning programs to prevent the spread of COVID-19. JAMA says the risk to children statistically is zero. Which leads us to today's first epic rant. I hope somebody over there at the school system will listen to this. Honest to God, you know, if this is it, the death rate for children in this country is less than that of the flu. Then what we should do, if this is how we're going to live, shut the schools down permanently until the flu is cured. Done. 10 years, 15, whatever it takes. We got no cure for the flu. We have a vaccine, but it doesn't work very well. And nothing, it's not even close to the cure from the flu. To a cure for the flu. So if this is what we're going to do, if we're going to use science and we're going to take the position that COVID is too deadly for our kids to go to school, then by God, shut them down permanently. Done. Children don't go to school anymore. Shutter the buildings. That if we are going to be scientifically consistent, that's what we should do. Here's why. It's today's first epic rant. Dr. Scott Atlas. He is the former chair of neuroradiology at Stanford University Medical Center. That's a hospital. And a professor and a doctor and a senior fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Center. But other than that, he's probably pretty dumb because he's saying the same thing as Donald Trump and not Nancy Pelosi. Here's what Nancy Pelosi said about sending kids back to school.
They're messing the president. And his administration are messing with the health of our children. Going back to school presents the biggest risk for the spread of the coronavirus.
Yeah. Okay. What does an actual doctor say?
Nancy Pelosi says that this is the biggest risk to the spread of the virus if the kids go back in September.
I think we have a different scale because that's just completely wrong and contrary to all the science. And when I say all the science, I'm talking about science from all over the world, not just in the United States, but Switzerland, Sweden, Canada, France, the Netherlands, Australia, Asia. I mean, it's really totally contrary to the science. And here's the science. I'm not sure how many times it has to be said, but the risk to children from this disease for fatality is nearly zero. The risk to children for a significant illness is, quote, far less than from seasonal flu, according to JAMA Pediatrics. I mean, this is totally antithetical to the data. And the other thing that we have to, obviously, we know this by now, it's been confirmed all over the world, children rarely transmit the disease to adults.
Well, that's the biggest concern, that's the quickest rebuttal to that, that, you know, yes, but these kids aren't going to realize they're carriers and they're going to go home and infect their parents or their grandparents.
Well, but those are people that obviously either don't know the data or are refractory to learning themselves because the facts say otherwise. And this has been proven by contact tracing all over the world by studies on these kids This is like really ludicrous. But I think the most important thing of all, well, the other, there's two points I want to make. One is that teaching is a young profession. In the United States, half the teachers are 40 or less, and a quarter of them are under 30. 90% are under 60 in public schools. They have almost zero risk from this. And for those high-risk teachers, which there are some, if they believe in masks and social distancing, don't they know how to do that by now? And if they're still afraid to do their job, why can't they teach from a distance? If they think social distancing works, teach in the class. If they think distance learning works, teach from home. But the problem here, and this is the biggest point of all, I never hear anyone talk about the harms of closing schools. The harms are against the children. Anyone who prioritizes children would open the schools. That's just counterfactual to say that, you know, the children are not the risk, or, you know, we're at risk here. When we see the harms to children, most children learn most of what's in school from social engagement, from learning how to resolve conflicts, from dealing with others. This is obvious. When children learn that they need a hearing aid or glasses, that's done in school. There are over almost a quarter of a million apparently reported child abuse cases missed because children's child abuse is most noticed in the schools.
Oh my
and so,
God.
I mean, I'm not sure. We are the only country in the world. This is a level of hysteria. Like, this is something, I feel like I'm living in a Kafka novel here. I mean, I get thousands of emails a week from all over the world, from professors, teachers, mothers in the United States and elsewhere. They are stunned that we are willing to just simply destroy our children out of some bizarre notion that is completely contrary to the science.
Dr. Scott Atlas, former chair of neuroradiology at Stanford University Medical Center, an MD, a medical professor at Stanford, and senior fellow of the Stanford University Hoover Center, but probably some idiot. Nancy Pelosi says differently, so we should just listen to her. I feel so bad for these kids. I know there are kids being abused right now that are trapped with their abusers, and these school administrators just don't, they just don't care. Yep, parents need to prepare for kids potentially being at home all school year. This is devastating on so many levels to so many kids. Texter writes, and this texter is echoing what Dr. Scott Atlas said, school is the primary place we discover child abuse in this country. 500,000 cases. Nope. No, it'd be far worse if they got the COVID. You mean the COVID with the statistically zero chance of death for children? That COVID? Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. The COVID that's very hard for it to transfer between adults and children. Honestly, folks, just shut, don't open the schools again. The flu is more deadly than children, for children. If this is what we're going to do now, fine. Let's be consistent. Let's be consistent. Let's keep the schools closed past the November election, because we all know this is what, you know, this is really about. Let's not kid ourselves. And look, to a certain extent, I don't blame our superintendent, Bruce Royster, and I'll tell you why. When you get a survey back from the parents of the Greenville County Schools, and 55% of parents say they either do not want their kids going back because they're terrified or they're not sure, I get it. That's a majority. You're going to fight the majority of the parents in this county. I get why he's doing this. And this really comes from a media that has needlessly terrorized parents with an absolute, total, and complete lack of context. And that's on purpose. We're in sweeps right now, so it's all good for their ratings. This is literally going to get kids killed by their abusers. Texter writes, I was raised by an abusive alcoholic father. Often the food stamps my mom received, at the time it was paper stamps, were sold for cash to buy his beer and liquor. We often went hungry, no power, heat, etc. If this virus had hit when I was a child, I would be dead, or I would have had to run away from home. We know what can happen to a young girl when she runs away from home. Schools need to reopen. Text writes, thank God for Green Charter School. My daughter will be going back to school this year and half a classroom, and everything will be contained. Yeah. Again, let me read the stats again. Maybe this will help some of the parents feel better here in Greenville County. And again, I don't want to completely blame the superintendent, because these poor parents have just been brutalized by the lies the media tells here. They would have you believe that this is just so deadly we shouldn't leave our homes. And for the vast majority of the population, that's just the, just not the case. But let's deal in facts. Let's use science. This is the Wall Street Journal from yesterday. Let me read it again. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, so CDC, 30 children under the age of 15 have died from COVID-19 so far. So it's July, right? At that rate, what I mean, we're talking maybe 60. That's by the end of the year. That's tragic. But they write, in a typical year, 190 children die of the flu. Folks, nobody even notices. And we should. We should really be more aware of this stuff as parents. And that's maybe one of the few good things that come out of this. But I'm telling you, in a typical year, 190 children die of the flu. Let's do some basic math. That's more than twice as many will die of the COVID at the current rate in this country. And we never shut down for the flu. Here's the CDC. So 30 children dead so far this year of COVID. 436 will die from suicide this year, 625 from homicide, and 4,114 from unintentional deaths such as drowning. Folks, if you're a parent, don't worry about COVID. Watch your kids. Watch them good at the pool. Be careful. Keep that house childproof. That is the way your child is most at risk. These are facts. Texter writes, you know, if Greenville County does this, then Spartanburg County will follow. And again, we had Stanford University medical doctor Scott Atlas address the whole idea of, well, kids go to school, they'll transfer it to adults. No, we have a ton of data on that. It does happen, but it's incredibly rare. And when it's transferred, the cases are very, very mild. We are not basing this on science. This is based on media-generated hysteria. Text writes, Tara, this would be a pretty good way of weeding out the bad students in school and putting in the good students. See, I don't want to think like that. Oh, no, I don't want to think like that. These kids break my heart. And so much, particularly when they're young and in elementary school, so much of kids, you know, who are poorly behaved, it's straight from the parents. It's bad parents. And this is just going to make this whole situation worse. No, my heart breaks for these kids. Texter writes here, why pay county taxes for schools if they're going to be closed? I have no idea. I don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.